Here in my car, I feel safest of all. I can lock all my doors. It's the only way left in cars. What you doing?
Building an original 1978 Firebird. Got it on eBay.
Okay. Why?
I had this model when I was little, remember? Spent a month building it and painting it and putting on all the decals. Is that the one I tried to make a bong out of?
No. That was my Munster Mobile. And my ventriloquist dummy. And my Rock'em Sock'em robots.
My Firebird you blowtorched with a cigarette lighter in Mom's Aquanet.
Oh, yeah. The Firebird.
Anyway, I love that model. And now I'm gonna have it again. I am gonna have it again, right?
Relax. If I destroy any of your cars, it'll be that oil-dripping piece of crap out there in my garage.
Here in my car, I can only receive. I can listen to you. It keeps me stable 4 days in the car.
I'm worried about my brother.
Why?
Well, he's either so lonely he's trying to recapture his childhood, which was not that good in the first place. Or he's created an elaborate ruse to hide the fact that he's become a degenerate glue sniffer. To be honest, I'm rooting for the glue.
You know, I've been meaning to talk to you about him.
You want him gone? He's gone. That's how much I love you.
No, no. He's a wonderful guy. I actually have a friend that I think might be a good match for him.
Oh, no, you're wrong.
Oh, come on, Charlie.
Listen. You don't want to do that to a friend, do you?
Alan's a doll. He just needs to find the right woman.
If you check his closet, you'll find the right woman is a doll.
At least let me try. I'll set up a dinner with the four of us. It'll be fun.
For who? It's bad enough you want to punish your friend. Why do I have to suffer?
Isn't it worth one night of your life to maybe make two people happy?
That's not fair. I always come off bad when I answer questions like that truthfully.
Just do it for me. Is that a yes?
Remember those words when we go to bed tonight.
What words?
Just do it for me.
So anyway, he's Charlie's brother and a very sweet guy, and I really think you'll like him.
Boy, I don't know. Blind dates. You never know what kind of freak you're gonna end up with.
So, you don't know her name?
Nope.
And you don't know what she does?
Nope.
And you don't know what she looks like?
What do you care? You were gonna spend the night building a scale model of the Dukes of Hazzard car.
Actually, I just finished the General Lee. Now I'm working on Burt Reynolds' Trans Am from Smokey and the Bandit.
Okay, just promise me you won't bring any of that up tonight.
Why?
Why? You're asking me why a 40-year-old man shouldn't talk about model cars on a first date?
I see your point. Leave a little mystery.
Yeah, that's my point. Come on.
Oh, and speaking of mystery, I am currently the high bidder on an original mint-in-the-box Scooby-Doo mystery machine. How do I look?
Don't open that can of worms. You are what you are. There's Chelsea. Sorry we're late.
No, we were early.
Right.
This is my friend Rose. Rose, this is Charlie and Alan.
It's nice to meet you, Alan.
No, that's Charlie.
Ooh, even better. Hi, Alan.
Hi.
Why don't we all sit down?
So many reasons.
Chelsea's told me so much about you boys. It's so nice to finally meet you. Alan, I understand you're a chiropractor.
Yes.
I am a chiropractor. Charlie?
Yes. He is a chiropractor.
That's just terrific. And what do you do, Charlie?
I write kids' songs and jingles. Alan?
Yes. He writes kids' songs and jingles. And I am a chiropractor.
Yes. He's a chiropractor.
They don't get out much, do they?
Apparently not.
So, Chels, where did you meet?
Rose.
Right. Rose.
Yoga class.
No kidding.
Yeah. And then we ran into each other at Pilates and the manicurist and jogging and the dry cleaner.
Crazy, huh?
Sure is.
Seemed like every time I turned around, there she was.
Like every time I turned around, there you were. I thought maybe you were stalking me.
That's funny.
Good one. Can I start you off with cocktails?
I think I need to stay sober tonight. You guys go ahead.
I'll have a Chardonnay. I'll bring back.
I'll go with you. I'll have a double vodka rocks. I feel a little reckless tonight.
Fun personality, huh?
Yeah. Unfortunately, she's got six more of them.
And for you, sir?
Whiskey, neat.
Since when do you drink hard liquor?
Since right now. I'd order a glass of crack if it were on the menu.
True dat.
Why didn't you say something? Why didn't you say something?
I was following your lead.
What lead? The minute I saw her, I practically peed my pants.
Well, I did follow your lead. So what are we going to do now?
I don't know. I guess we play along.
Play along?
Are you serious? What am I supposed to do, Alan? Tell the truth? Oh, Chelsea, I almost forgot. Your new BFF and I had a one-night stand, and when I dumped her, she superglued my nutsack to my thigh and started stalking me. Oh, and then I thought maybe I was in love with her and followed her to England. And then when she came back from England, I thought I was dying and almost asked her to marry me.
Yeah, when you put it in story form, it really does sound bad.
So, we play along until I can find out what Rose's angle is.
So what, I'm supposed to date her?
Stop flattering yourself. This isn't about you. It's me she's interested in.
What are you saying? I'm not good enough for her?
What are you saying? You want that Looney Tune as a girlfriend?
No. But I am currently unattached.
Now, you listen to me. This is a blind date that goes no further. You understand?
Got it.
She really likes him.
Swell.
Chemistry between them.
I'm sure they have some meds in common. But I wouldn't get your hopes up.
Why not?
She's not his type.
What do you mean? She's pretty, smart, rich.
Okay, then he's not her type. This is crazy.
No. We just met.
Charlie.
I should have smothered him in the crib when I had the chance.
Boy, take one day off for a poker tournament, you miss a whole lot around here.
You said you were sick.
I was healed. It's a miracle. You want to catch me up?
Chelsea set Alan up on a blind date with a girl she met at yoga class.
Well, what's he doing with Rose?
She's the girl.
Oh. Diabolical. So Chelsea doesn't know?
Chelsea knows nothing, and I want to keep it that way.
Okay. Why is Alan playing along?
Because Alan is a horny idiot. And horny idiots are perfectly willing to have sex with crazy girls. Yeah, I know, but I've grown.
Charlie, did you see?
Yeah, I saw.
Told you they'd hit it off. Didn't I tell you?
You told me.
I'm a little worried they're moving so fast.
Yeah, that's the worrisome part.
Bert, have you met Rose yet?
Feel better.
Lynn.
Cut it off. Stop it.
Hello.
Sit down.
You know I have company.
Yes, I know you have company. Now sit down.
Okay.
Explain it to me, Alan. Help me understand.
You mean Rose?
No, I mean the internal combustion engine. Yes, Rose!
Well, we started talking on the ride home last night, and we really hit it off. She has changed, Charlie.
Changed? She was stalking my fiancé.
Well, actually, she explained all that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What did she say?
Okay, I don't remember all the details because she was tweaking my nipples at the time.
Oh. Hi, Charlie.
All right, Rose. What are you up to?
What do you mean?
I'm telling you right now, I love Chelsea, and if you mess things up with us, I will never forgive you.
Wow. What did I ever do to deserve that?
You're kidding, right?
Yeah.
So, once again, what are you up to?
Okay. At first, I was just doing a little light recon on Chelsea to make sure you weren't dating a whack job.
You thought Chelsea might be... Go on.
Well, good news. She's not. She's got a cousin who's a truck stop hooker, and her mom's an honorary Kleagle in the Ku Klux Klan, but Chelsea is clean as a whistle.
Kleagle?
According to Wikipedia, it's below Grand Dragon and above Exalted Cyclops.
Whatever. But what's the deal with the lunch lady here?
Alan, well, that was Chelsea's idea, not mine. I tried to get out of it.
Really?
I'm sorry, sweetie, but I thought a double date with Charlie and his fiancé might be a little awkward.
A little awkward? When I saw you sitting there, my sphincter slammed shut so quickly you could have used it as a cigar cutter.
Yeah, you should have seen your face. Anyway, it all worked out for the best. Last night I saw a side of your brother that I've never seen before.
What side? He's only got the two. Oh no, here he comes, and oh good, he's leaving.
Look, Charlie, this has nothing to do with you and Chelsea. This has nothing to do with you and Rose. The fact is, we really like each other, and we want to keep seeing each other.
And we'd really like your blessing.
So you actually want to be with him?
I do.
And you believe she's got no ulterior motive whatsoever?
I do.
Fine. I now pronounce you fruit basket and nutcase.
God have mercy on your souls.
Yay!
I I don't think that was really a blessing.
It doesn't matter. So what are we doing this afternoon?
Oh, gee, I got to pick up Jake. I promised him I'd take him to the movies, you know, a little father-son time.
Oh, that's sweet. Well, just call me when you want to get together again.
Sure. Or you can call me.
Okay.
Hello? Oh, Jake, thank God. Nothing. Oh, wait, hang on, I got another call. Hello? Yes, Rose, this is my number. So how did you like the movie?
It was an insult to my intelligence.
Really?
Everybody knows zombies can't ride motorcycles.
Yeah, that bumped me too.
And why would they wear helmets? They're dead.
Another good point.
I don't know who they're making movies for these days.
Fine. Next time you pick. Anyway, there's something I want to talk to you about.
Oh, come on. It was one fart during the previews and everybody laughed.
No, not that. I just want you to know that I've been dating somebody and you might be meeting her soon.
Oh, okay. Good.
So, you have no problem with that?
Not at all. You should have a girlfriend.
You think so?
Yeah, the model car stuff is starting to freak me out. I mean, seriously, you're a grown man.
What the hell?
You didn't call me!
Hi, Rose.
Hey, Jake.
So tell me about your new girlfriend.
Man. I'm so glad you forgave me for my little outburst in the car.
Well, you have a very compelling way of apologizing. But we need to have a little talk about boundaries.
It was just my pinky, Alan.
Oh, that was fun.
Is it about me following you and Jake into the movie theater?
You followed us into the movie theater?
No.
Look, Rose, I really like you, but you've got to realize that people need their space. And you need to respect that.
All right.
So, we're clear on that?
Yes. I'm sorry. It won't happen again.
Good. Good night.
Good night. Boy, this is an Alan Harper I haven't seen before.
Uh-huh.
Forceful, confident.
Thank you.
I don't like him very much. Morning, Charlie.
Morning, Rose.
Alan needs his space. I'm going to give it to him.
Okay.
Say hi to Chelsea for me.
Will do. Oh, I got a bad feeling.
Alan?
Yeah?
You okay?
Been better.
I'm coming in.
Hi.
Hi. Impressive.
It's not me.
No kidding. What is it? Reynolds Trans Am from Smokey and the Bandit.
Yep.
Would you care to explain why it's parked in your handicap spot?
Not parked. glued.
Ah. Rose?
Rose.
Told you.
You did.
But did you listen?
Nope.
Okay. Happy motoring.
Here in my car. Safest of all. Scooby-dooby-doo, where are you? We got some work to do now. Scooby-scooby-doo, where are you? We need some help from you now.
I feel bad it didn't work out with Alan and Rose.
Me too. Terrible.
The problem is they jumped into bed too fast.
The problem is he doesn't keep his glue solvent in his nightstand.
What's that mean?
Another way of saying what you said.
Ow! Ah!
What's wrong with him?
Little car accident.
Men, manly men.